This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Signing Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Hour number two, and we are joined by Eric Brown from Signing Unlimited, all decked out in his Wisconsin Eric. Red. How are you?
Go Badgers.
Very good, very good. Wearing my Wisconsin shirt, Wisconsin hat, men's hockey, as you guys talked about earlier in the championship game tonight. And we're Siding Unlimited and Outdoor Living Unlimited, our proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. So, you know,
it all comes full circle.
Go Badgers.
They were underdogs against North Dakota yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're underdogs today against Denver.
Yeah, their hockey team. I don't know a ton about hockey, but I know enough to be dangerous. Yeah. They're very skilled.
Yeah,
you know, quick, very skilled, which is tough because other teams in college hockey. I know Michigan. They're very physical.
Yeah.
So it's kind of I know nothing about playing Denver.
You know what's interesting is in the Olympics, in the men's hockey, it was all NHL players, you know, so they're all and everything. But in the women's, almost most of the American women's team was all Badger players.
Yeah.
And they went on and won the national championship.
Yeah, we had a lot of, the women's team had a lot of,
so it was all college players in the women.
In the women's, yeah. And there was a lot of Badgers across the board. There was, a few more on some of the other teams. And then a lot of Ohio State Buckeyes on the women's team, too. And it's fun stuff.
Yep.
Good stuff. So Siding Unlimited, what do you guys do?
We support the Badgers, so that's job one, right? Right? So we can cheer on a strong hockey team, program. Strong women's volleyball is good, basketball, football, not so much this last year, but
next year.
We always have next year, right?
Next season.
Football.
Yes.
Siding Unlimited, siding windows, roofing doors. I think we've always prided ourselves on our installation, our team, our crew, our guys that go out to the house to do the work, but also our sales team. Dayton's one of them, going out and representing the company, representing the team, the right way, you know. And what's great, I think from Dayton, you can probably speak to this, but what's great from a sales standpoint is when you meet with a homeowner, you don't have to make any stories up.
Right.
Everything comes. You know, it just comes right out there. It's all experienced. So we have so many positive stories with customers just ecstatic about the work. And in the trades, I feel like that's very hard to do, but we've done it and it's just how we've been operating for years. And right now I strongly feel that we are the strongest team that we've ever been across the board, whether we're installing siding, windows, roofing, doors, any of that stuff. We have the right guys, we have a great team, and we also have the right guy for the right project, you know, so we're not sending, especially this time of year, you know, you get coming out of winter, a lot of, contractors are a little lighter on work. So they might take work that they're not used to doing. And then all of a sudden they have the wrong guys performing the task. We're not light on work by any means. That's just a absolute testament to our culture and our work ethic and our team. And because of that, we can keep the best guys on the best projects, keep those things consistent so that the work comes out consistent every time we go to somebody's house.
And that's how you can put a 10-year warranty on it, because you know it's going to last.
Yeah.
It's going to be done right.
We can confidently, we did that last year. We upped our warranty, our company labor warranty from 5 years to 10 years, which I think is a big jump.
Right.
And we did that with extreme confidence, just knowing who we are and the type of work we're putting out.
SidingUnlimited.com is the website. We're going to take our first break, but Eric's with us all this hour. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
We were talking sports in that first segment. Miz Trading Card Bobblehead Night tonight at the AmFam Field. Yeah. Brewers taking on the Nationals. First pitch at 6:10. They're looking good.
Hopefully we have a better result, though, than last night.
Yeah, David went to one of the few losses we've had this year.
I went to one win 2 weeks ago on Saturday night. They won.
Yeah. You're 1-1?
1-1 this year, yes. Yeah.
There it is. Okay.
Yeah.
1-1. I'm 1-0. So last year I was 0-4.
You were bad luck.
So I'm off to a better start this year.
I'm 1-0.
So you're 1-0?
And I think I'm going tomorrow.
Nice.
For a Sunday game. So
Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. If you have questions, it's 855-616-1620. The Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. So we were talking a little bit about the team and how things are going. This is our busy time of year when everybody gets outside and is like, whoa, I need new siding. Oh, look at my roof. Oh, I need this. It gets kind of crazy for our the sales guys. The team, the installers are working year round nonstop. They just go.
Right.
Like they're never not working.
Right.
Not that I don't ever not work, but it does get slower versus right now where I'm working 70 hours a week running, doing appointments and meeting with people.
Quit complaining.
What? No, I'm not complaining. I'm setting up something here. What is your suggestion for people when it comes to timing on projects? Like when's the best time to reach out to a contractor?
Well, Dayton wants me to say, let's smooth his schedule out across the year.
Anytime.
And honestly, I can't pick and choose on my end. And if I throw out there that, this is the busier time of the year. The weather warms up. It becomes top of mind. People get outside. They start seeing their house. And they start seeing what winter just did to their house.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not just the roof. A lot of people think, oh, winter and roof with ice and ice dams and all of that. But the all the moisture, the snow and the rain and the ice and all that wreaks havoc on the wind and wind-driven rain, wind-driven snow. It all wreaks havoc on the house. And so you really have to just do a walk around as a homeowner, do a walk around. And just look at the condition of the windows, the sills, the cladding, the siding. Is the paint failing? Is the caulking separating? I mean, a lot of those things that, are signs of age and weathering. I mean, that's exactly what we're up against is the weather. So the weathering, roofing, is the valley rusting out? Are shingles lifting? Are shingles wearing down? Are you losing the asphalt? The asphalt on the shingle is absolutely the waterproofing. So when that starts wearing down and you start seeing like white edges on your shingles and all the little different dimensions, that's asphalt wearing down. And then the fiberglass is the white and that's exposed. So now you're losing your waterproofing. But doing it once around, as far as timing goes, flip that around. We're always prepared. We're always ready. We're not going anywhere. We hear it from everybody, so it's not a secret. We're everywhere. Like, we don't try to hide. But we want to be available when you're ready. And so now the timing really falls back on the homeowner. It just happens to be in the spring when it becomes top of mind and we get more calls. But we can worry about the schedule down the road. If you want it to fit your schedule, I would say call sooner than later. Call now, relatively soon. We can get you a free quote. If you don't want to buy right now, that's fine. Dayton's going to, he's going to be like, Eric, no.
Here's my suggestion to that.
Yeah.
And I've had this happen a couple times in the last week where people are like, I want to get this signed. I want to get this on the board, but I don't want to do this till September. Or
right.
I don't want to do this till October. I have beautiful plants all summer long. My kids are home for this or whatever the reason is. I don't want to do this till October. Good. Get on the books now before a price increase comes or before we get booked out to December or, we'll work with you on that schedule part of it if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. And the nice thing about us is we can work with somebody. Like, I mean, our schedule's out already. Like you said, like we talk about our guys are busy all year round. Well, you're never busy with a 1 or 2 week backlog. Like that's not going to happen. You're going to consume that real quick. So if somebody's telling you, I can get to that siding job or that window job, in 2 weeks. One, I'd be like, all right, who's manufacturing the product that can get it to you that fast?
Right.
And then two, why don't you have a backlog? Like, why can you? And then, of course, they'll just be like, well, I can fit you in. And it's like, all right, well, that usually isn't the case because you know, if somebody, a company has a backlog, they just, we want to stay in order. We're not going to disrespect somebody else, kick them down the road for somebody else just to sneak them in. So they say, yeah, we'll sneak in. They probably don't have the backlog. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is we are busy for a reason. And as far as the timing goes, you can control the timing if you call sooner than later. Just like what Dayton said, if you want it a little bit later, we can book you out first week of September if you want. Right now, we can do that. But in a couple months, that's going to be hard to do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yep. Good stuff. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. They kept the website easy. It's just sidingunlimited.com. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Partly cloudy, chance of showers this afternoon. 51 for a high near the lake, 58 inland. And then we're supposed to be getting like 60s, 70s,
almost 80
midweek
or so.
That's good.
It'll probably rain though.
Shh.
April showers.
As long as it keeps doing what it's been doing. It seems like it rains at night and then the day's been good and then it rains at night. So let's keep
sorry for people who are dealing with flooding and water in their basements, but.
Should we take the call from Bob or should we? Okay,
let's take the call from Bob.
Bob is calling in. Good morning. What's your question, sir?
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Hey, hi. This is Bob Lucano calling. I have a question on some siding alternatives other than the usual, you know, vinyl, aluminum, things like that. I heard of a product that was made out of rice hulls. Is this something you've heard of? And if so, have you used it? Is it recommended?
Dayton's heard of
it. Yeah, I've heard of it. It's called Acre, A-C-R-E.
Okay,
yeah.
They say that it will never rot because of the hulls. They just, I don't know, they mix it up. It sounds like you kind of mentioned, like a kind of an LP Smart Side type product.
I'll be honest, something that's new that I haven't even heard of or anything like that, it'll that's a red flag to me right now. It's kind of, so in the building products world, let somebody else be the guinea pig. Right. I've been in this business 32 years, and anytime a new product has come out or something different, there's been a lot of changes to it.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to be stuck. And I'll say this, just reading up on it real quick. It just seems like, it almost seems like they're trying to mimic an LP Smart Side. And with taking natural product and gluing everything together.
Yeah. And as we know, go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead.
What would you recommend instead of that a product that's going to be, you know, have a long longevity and
I think we all
and last,
you know, all of us here like the LP product. It's on my house. I think,
but this,
your
if,
house.
If you're looking at this product, to me, it looks more like a sham clad, or because they're saying you can use it for decking, fencing, siding. Indoors, outdoors.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but there
but it looks
be,
like an AZEK TimberTech to me, or
it's not gonna,
or a cam.
It's not gonna be those, because those products are either a PVC or some version of a water resistant product.
Sure.
This does have what I'm getting at on a quick look is that it does have to be finished or painted, and that's not part of the warranty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So now it comes down to, so we like Dave just said, I have it on my house. Dave has it on his house. LP Smart Side, but they're gonna make a product. They make the product. They have a 50-year warranty on it. Now they've been using LP Smart Side's been being installed on houses since 1996. I like the story because they actually had an epic failure with LP inner seal prior to that. So I love telling the story because you can Google images of LP inner seal and literally see mushrooms growing out of the side of the house. But what LP did was they're like, we're confident in the product, just not the formula. So they spent nearly $1 billion in the late 80s, early 90s. Number one with the class action
lawsuits
that followed the inner seal product. And then, but also reformulating LP Smart Side. LP Smart Side, they rolled out in around 96. And since then, they just don't have any issues. And so that's where I would be like, okay, a product I've never heard of before or is brand new or new to the scene, even if it's 3 or 4 years, it's still new
to the
scene.
What's the engineering behind it?
Yeah.
And the finish.
That's why I was asking the question, because I figured nobody really knew what this product was.
Yeah, not yet.
Tested yet.
It could be a good product. We won't know yet.
But yeah, well, and we Siding Unlimited, we didn't install LP SmartSide in 96 or in 2000. We waited till about, I'm thinking like 2012. I mean, we wanted to see it in action, so we didn't jump on that one either. Building materials, really, I mean,
there's thousands of them.
There's good ones out there now that are tried and true. And so when you see some of the new ones, they're fun to look at. Like, they're fun to kind of dive into. And maybe it's a winner. I wouldn't test it.
We're not talking bad about it. We just don't know about it.
Yeah, we just don't
exactly.
know about it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a guinea pig either.
But I love the show, you guys. So keep up the good work, and I'll decide which product I'm going to use. But I'm going to have you guys come and give me a bid on it. So
sounds awesome. Good.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Good to hear from you.
Right.
If you're listening and you do work at Acre, your website says Orden a sample. So you got a typo on your website. You may want to fix that. We are going to take a break. It is the Fix It Show. You can call us with questions at 855-616-1620. But now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Like a user's manual on the radio, it's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and David Nason here with Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited. You can see a lot of video pictures and reach out to us at SidingUnlimited.com. If you go there, there's a form right on the front. It talks about our honest price guarantee. Yep. When we come into your home, we're not the company that comes in and tries to sit in your house for 3 hours to get you signed a contract. We're going to give you a fair price that we can do the job at, and we're all going to have a good meeting and not feel stressed out about what's going on. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Give us a call.
Yeah, the honest price guarantee thing is just a reminder. Like, we just don't advertise. You won't hear us saying buy like 2-for-1 or buy one get one free or free labor or I don't even know about the $50,000 sweepstakes stuff that's going out there. And it's like those things like just become gimmicks to get their phone to ring. I'm gonna tell you right now, like that's never been a part of our deal. It just doesn't sit right with me, and because of that, over the 32 years that we've been in business, we've organically developed our audience and our customer base from a no gimmick, hassle free type scenario. So that's how we've built our brand, and we continue to do that. So the honest price guarantee really is just the easy formula that we're not going to hide. Like we're not going to talk like what our profit margin is or anything like that. But really, we have our product cost, our labor costs, and why wouldn't you want to pay for the product? And why wouldn't you want to pay for the guys that are out there doing the work for you? Because they do a great job. And we have a profit margin to keep us in business. Like that's what it is. And when people ask, well, you guys are expensive or man, why are you guys so cheap? It's all perspective. It's all in who they may have come out to give a bid. I would say we're probably in the top third in price, but we're not the highest guys. There's plenty of times we walk in and we're less than somebody else. And there's times where we walk in and we're more than the other two or three estimates that you may have gotten. So, but ultimately,
somebody told me once, you can always find something cheaper.
Yeah, you can always.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Right.
That's the reality. If you want to find the cheapest person out there, you'll find it.
But yes, if
you,
absolutely.
But if you can't find somebody more expensive, like then you're really working with, find out why, because there's a level of you get what you pay for.
Right.
But I have competition out there that I don't know why. Like, I mean,
why are they that much?
Why are they that crazy. Much? Yeah. And that's fine. That's how they run and operate their business. And it's none of my business. So
I love going to just worry about ourselves after those guys. All right. Yeah. We do have a caller on the line. Let's go to Karen Menominee Falls. This might be more of an Outdoor Living Unlimited because you run that company as well. That's your company with Aaron and you run, Karen, go ahead and ask your question for Eric here.
Hi, I've read that squirrels like to gnaw on HDPE patio furniture, and I'm wondering if you've ever experienced this with your decks, like TimberTech.
I have never. We have never gotten a call. I have not experienced a call of any critters or anything like that chewing on the TimberTech product. We've been installing TimberTech for, gosh, I'm going to say 15, 16 years. It could be a little longer than that. We've been using a lot of their product, their composite products, and I have not heard back from. We don't get a lot of issues with TimberTech over the years. I think we've had maybe one or two warranty claims. We installed a brown rail that they no longer carry that faded, but it barely faded. Like you showed up, we had to actually do testing to see that it faded just slightly past what it was allowed.
We don't get involved
with the furniture, that type of stuff. But I do know there's products with the composite furniture, some of the Adirondack chairs. I'm not familiar with that. And I know she asked about the TimberTech products. So, no, we haven't. Not to say it can't happen because we can't control nature. but as far as the deck boards, the deck products, I haven't experienced it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for the call.
855-616-1620 if you have questions. So if somebody goes to sidingunlimited.com, besides the forum we just talked about that's on there, there are so many different project videos. I know at Instagram you can see tons and tons of them.
Go to our Instagram page. Like it's really a nice idea of what's going on in our area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can go on Pinterest and you can see a home in Southern California or Texas or Florida, but that's not realistic. You know,
not
around here. I mean, we have winters.
Yeah.
So, but to see the styles and what people, the colors, the styles of our community. Our Instagram page is fantastic. Siding Unlimited LLC on Instagram, or Outdoor Living Unlimited LLC on Instagram as well. That one has and both pages both pages have a lot of drone video of just drone shots of going around the house and seeing how it all looks. So I mean you can see the styles, you can see colors. You can see our installation. Like you can zoom in and you can see, all right, how are they doing this? How are they doing that? It's a great resource. Like I said earlier, we're not hiding. We have nothing to hide. We just put ourselves out there to be available.
Yeah. So when somebody wants to reach out, what's the best thing? Talk about the process real quick here.
Yeah. Call us 262-567-4513. Call us direct line into the office. We're open right now. Showroom's open till noon on Saturdays. Best thing to do is either call us, go online, sidingunlimited.com, put in your information there, on a form fill on our website, or stop in to the showroom. But you can pop into the showroom, but I would call and set up a one-on-one appointment with someone from our sales team, someone like Dayton, because we are the non-pressure, the not pressure guy. So it's more valuable for that one-on-one appointment to get that undivided attention. We can answer your questions and we can put a plan together for you, versus just popping in. We really aren't that company that's going to twist your arm. So we want you to feel comfortable coming in knowing that we're a resource for you. And if you choose to go with us, I mean, now we're going to do a great job for you.
Exactly. Yep. We do have a question about granules on shingles. We'll get to that when we come back. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
If we don't know the answer, we know someone who does. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
It is with Dayton Kane, David Nason, and Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited. If you didn't join us last hour, say happy birthday to David Nason. He celebrated yesterday at the Brewers game with a bunch of people.
Thank you, Dayton.
And if you didn't catch the first hour, you can always get it wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, WTMJ.com. We load stuff up there. And now YouTube. We're all over YouTube these days, too. So let's go to some texts.
Right. Yeah. So we had somebody text in about their roof. Is it normal for a new roof to shed asphalt granules during rain or snow? We had a remodel project done in 2024 and noticed an increase in black specks on the ground after precipitation, probably near their downspout.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So when a shingle's made, asphalt goes down, the granules go on top, get mushed into the asphalt to stick. They oversaturate shingles, and then that goes into the bundles. And so whenever you open a bundle, you're going to have a handful of granules fall off just from the manufacturing process. So when you install that roof, you're going to have that handful all over the place. So immediately after, you're going to see some granules. And then over time, there still might be some that are barely hanging on. So in the first year, you still might see some more granules. The big thing is you look up and it looks like the same color as it was day one. You know, like that the granules that are into the asphalt that are there to stay and hold. And over time, I mean, it's kind of a time-lapse product. Over time, you will lose a few granules here and there. But for the most part, they're going to hold on. And some companies hold their granules better than others. I know we use the shingle we use as Certainty roofing products. We use theirs, and they use more asphalt versus the competition. So comparing apples to apples, you know, the Landmark Pros, like their mid-grade, and if you compare mid-grade products, theirs is going to be a heavier shingle, more asphalt. Asphalt's waterproofing, so more waterproofing in their shingle. More asphalt, better hold of the granules. Just more surface area when that granule goes into the asphalt. There's more of it. It can all stay a little longer. So Certainty does hold their shingles really, or their granules really well. But early on, right after an install, it is common to see granules come right. off.
If you're, and I recommend Siding Unlimited, you know, but if you are looking for an independent place for information, again, I'm going to go back to the articles that Tom Fazer wrote,
yep.
and you can find them on my website on bestinspectionsllc.com. And this one's called Replace Your Asphalt Shingle Roof. And then he's got pages, I don't remember how many pages it is, but all kinds of information about how to look at your roof, evaluate, you know, the ventilation in your attic, that's all part of it. It's not just shingles. There's flashing involved, and, you know, it's a system. So it's a good place to just learn the terminology, too, mm-hmm. so that when you are getting a quote from, you know, they're coming to Dayton's coming to your house and look at your, you understand what he's talking about. So that's a great article to look up and read before you're having your roof done.
And I think the shingles are very important. That's the one thing everybody sees.
Right.
But what I always talk about, Dayton, in our sales meetings, Dayton's probably tired of hearing this from me, but I always preach the ice and water shield that we use because it is the top of the line, and there are different grades, and it makes a difference in the price because it's more expensive. It's considerably more expensive than other ice and water products, and because of that, our roofing price skews higher than others, but there's a reason for it. The products underneath the shingles that we use are second to none. And that's where the protection really is when it comes to ice dams, you know, and water and intrusion. So I really think it's worth having us out if you're looking to do a roof to get the education. Go on David Nason's website. Click over to the Tom Faza report on replacing your roof. There's nothing wrong with getting an education. Mm-hmm. There's also nothing wrong with then coming back and asking questions.
Right.
You know, it's a major purchase. You don't want to make the wrong decision, especially with a roof. Right. You don't want to make that wrong decision. And
but it's from a reputable source from the area.
Yeah.
You know, AI is great, but I'm hearing every once in a while AI kind of lies to you a little bit sometimes. It's still learning.
Yeah.
You know, so don't rely on the AI response that you're getting from Google when you Google it. But you can rely on Tom's article, and you know he's not going to steer you wrong.
Yeah, no, AI. I had a picture of a couple buddies of mine at a golf course, and I said, give us green jackets to look like we're at the Masters. And it put us at Miller Park, or American Family Field, sorry.
Yeah,
It's Miller Park.
Yeah. It does just do weird stuff when you're
using
it. It's like, why'd you do that? Yeah. There was nothing mentioned about that.
Right. So we still have to use our brains.
Yeah.
Right.
But still ask questions. Go into these projects with an idea that you're going to end up with an education mm-hmm. that you weren't expecting. But use the right resources. I do feel we have the right resources. I think we have a great track record to prove that. And then with roofing, as far as lead times go, we're right around that 3 to 4 week lead time with roofs. That's where we like to live. Sometimes we skew about 5 or 6 weeks, depending on how quick the season goes. Typically April, what'll happen is the sales team, like Dayton, will be 3 or 4 weeks, and then there'll be like 3 days where a handful of our guys come in with a bunch of roof jobs and push us out to 5 or 6 weeks, something like that. But we can get to a roof fairly quickly if that's what you're looking to do this spring.
Full-blown roofing mode right now. We're going.
Oh, so. our crews are going.
We do need to take a break. SidingUnlimited.com is the website. One final segment with Eric Brown when we come back. Thanks for listening to the Fix-It Show.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
This music actually reminds me I'm going to an 80s prom with my wife tonight.
Oh, yeah?
This sounds very 80s pop, like synth pop. The bands that are there are actually really good. That's why we're going. But, yeah, your mic is not on, sir.
Where's it on? I was saying I would love to hear that music.
That's a great question. What bands are there? That's a great question. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just going to put on like a polo shirt and go.
You're not wearing like an REO Speedwagon and jean jacket? Wait,
no, but when I don't you have wear any that, of that
you,
stuff.
You got to have the collar
up. Pop the collar.
Pop
and
the collar
like
up.
Like a little baggy suit coat.
Floof your hair up a little bit.
Flock of seagulls.
Is 80s or 80s, 90s?
I think it's just 80s.
It's just 80s?
Know.
Okay, so you can't pull out the Zach Morris.
I didn't plan this. I'm just going along with it. The Zach Morris.
Dye your hair blonde.
Yeah, there we go. Fix-It Show sponsored each week by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Obviously, you're hearing Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited. Thanks for being a sponsor. We appreciate that. We talked a little bit about roofing and how far out we are on that.
What about
windows and doors? Like, how long are we out on those?
Well, and before so I don't forget to run out of time, open house.
Oh, yeah,
coming
open house.
We have our open house in April, April 25th on
Saturday. Just a couple weeks away.
Saturday, April 25th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We don't go too late in the day, so you can show up early, hang out, get answers from, you can talk to the guys, talk to the team. But we also have product reps. Our product rep from Pella, from Sunrise, from LP SmartSide. So some of the products that we always talk about on the show here, we have the product reps. TimberTech Decking will be there. We have the product reps at our open house on Saturday, the 25th, April 25th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's always a great opportunity.
That's at
the
Waukesha location.
It's at the Waukesha location, 665 Larry Court. If you can't make that, you still want just really, like I said earlier in the show, call us up, set up an appointment, one-on-one attention. That's really a fantastic resource as well. Lead times on roofing, we mentioned 3 to 4 weeks. Windows and doors, we're right about 10 weeks, which is about where we're always at in the spring.
Yep.
And we'll creep up a little bit if you get on the books sooner than later, we're right around that 10, 11 weeks. If we get on the books maybe in 3 or 4 weeks, it might creep up to 12 or 13.
Don't be the people that had the really bad winter and you know you need new windows and you call us in September because you want new windows before winter.
Right.
You're into January at that point.
Yeah,
so
now's
the time to be looking at replacing those windows so that you're ready to go for next winter.
Absolutely.
So we have to wrap it up. That does it for the Fix-It Show. Thank you, Eric, for being on.
Good to see you, Eric.
You guys enjoy
the day. Thank you. Go Badgers today.
Go Badgers.
Right.
I love it. All right. Coming up next, Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.